Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The coronavirus has claimed the life of another Park County resident. Officials confirmed the death, saying it was an older man who had underlying conditions that put him at higher risk. The individual was not hospitalized and is the second local to succumb to the virus. Two other Wyoming residents have recently passed away with the virus, one in Goshen County, the other in Natrona, bringing the statewide total to 39. There has been a smattering of positive tests across the state when schools went back into session, but has not forced the closure of any schools, although a positive test in Douglas forced the cancellation of tonight's game against the Panthers. The University of Wyoming has also canceled some planned homecoming events due to the pandemic. After at least one report of sickness and the death of a dog that was swimming in the area, the Buffalo Bill Reservoir is under investigation for cyanobacterial contamination near the boat club off Bartlett Lane. Buffalo Bill State Park announced preliminary investigations do not indicate any contamination. However, the park advised visitors should use discretion in that area. In the past, the area has become contaminated with cyanobacteria, also referred to as blue-green algae. These are microscopic organisms that live primarily in fresh and salt water at the surface and below, according to the Centers of Disease Control. They usually multiply and bloom when the water is warm, stagnant, and rich in nutrients. Cyanobacterial blooms are usually blue-green in color, but algae blooms can vary in color, ranging all the way to red or brown. Blooms typically occur during late summer or early fall, but can occur any time during the year.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A subcontracted worker helping to rebuild Highway 89 for the Wyoming Department of Transportation remains in critical condition after reportedly having his arm torn off in an incident involving a drill last week. The accident occurred at about 8:30 a.m. on September 9th at the construction site just north of Hoback Junction on Highway 89. The 34-year-old was flown to St. John's Health in Jackson, then transferred to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center, according to the hospital's public relations department. Jackson Hole Fire, EMS medics, and the sheriff's department responded to the scene and started first aid before a helicopter rushed the worker to the hospital. He is employed by a business that subcontracted with Offdahl Construction of Casper, who is conducting an internal investigation of the incident. The Wyoming Department of Workforce Services is also investigating. Bighorn County School District No. 3 staff members say a proposed policy that would make any personal electronic device that they use to conduct school business subject to a search is a violation of their civil rights. The Board of Trustees passed the policy on the first reading back in August and was scheduled to give it a second reading on September 8th, but stopped short of doing so. The policy was tabled after the board received input from a group of teachers. Superintendent Mark Rose said that the district's attorney, Tracy Copenhaver, suggested the policy and said that it merely formalizes the district's position, which has long discouraged the use of personal computers, devices, and technology, including cell phones.
Ralph Winsky, president of the Grable Education Association, asked the board to reject the policy, saying an overwhelming number of the approximately 70 staff members he contacted were very concerned about the unlimited ability to take and search their devices without a warrant. In a letter to the board, Winsky said the policy violates our civil rights, including, but not limited to, illegal search and seizure, and that employees fear that the apps that the district wants them to install on their phones would increase their exposure to potential fraud, identity theft, and digital corruption through the enlarging of their cyber footprint. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.